Report: Migrants living in Chicago police stations hospitalized with flu symptoms. By John Binder on August 30, 2023. A group of border crossers and illegal aliens living in a police station in Chicago, Illinois, were taken to a hospital Tuesday night after experiencing flu-like symptoms. WBBM Radio Chicago reports that at least 9 migrants said they had flu-like symptoms while living in Chicago police stations. 3 of those migrants were hospitalized as a result. If they're that sick, they're spreading whatever they have throughout this city, and my concern is how many of these children have been vaccinated before being placed in the public schools, local activist Andrew Holmes told the radio station. Months ago, the New York Times revealed that many border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in Chicago were doing so with flu-like symptoms: pink eye, conjunctivitis, COVID-19, and common colds. Since then, though, more and more migrants have piled up at Chicago police stations, where more than 1,000 are currently living, a situation that risks exposing law enforcement personnel to illnesses and diseases. Earlier this month, New York City Health Commissioner Ashwin Bhusan said illegal immigration has brought tuberculosis and polio to the city, as more than 100,000 migrants have arrived since the spring of last year. At the same time, President Joe Biden's administration has been releasing thousands of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, with inactive tuberculosis into the United States. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.